It's easy to get lost in the world Lord Huron creates with their music. It's a lush, strange, blurry universe full of recurring characters and nostalgia and mystery. Coming up, Lord Huron frontman Ben Schneider talks about the importance of mystery in art and why it's something that draws so many people into their work.
Feels like a song's about them or written for them, because in a lot of ways it is. You know, I mean, I think everybody thinks a lot about the things that our music is about, you know, the big mysteries, love, consciousness, the cosmos.
Ben gets into the way they explore those things in the songs on Lord Huron's new album, The Cosmic Selector Volume 1, and the band performs live today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Authorities in Carleton County are seeking public assistance in locating a missing Esco man. 25-year-old Antonio Jose Sarasua was last seen leaving his home on Monday. He drives a blue 2017 Subaru and has made past comments about living in his car and traveling to Texas, according to a news release. Sarasua is described as 5'11" with brown hair and brown eyes. His family is concerned for his well-being as they haven't heard from him since he was last seen. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Carleton County Sheriff's Office or dial 911. The DFL Minnesota Senate is creating a subcommittee to study the impact of the Big Beautiful Bill signed into law on July 4th. The Select Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans and Economic Stability will have Republican and DFL members. The Minnesota Reformer reports the group will travel around the state to hear from farmers, hospital administrators, people reliant on food or medical assistance, and others impacted by recent changes to federal law. The committee will alternate weekly meetings between St. Paul and affected communities beginning Thursday. Republican Senator Paul Utke of Park Rapids is among those named to serve. Governor Tim Walz announced the appointment of Assistant Roseau County Attorney Michael Grover as a district court judge. He will assume the bench in Roseau County upon the retirement of Judge Donna Dixon. Walz said Grover is a, quote, familiar face to both the community and the justice system, and his commitment to treatment courts and justice innovation fosters greater public trust in the justice system. Grover was one of three candidates nominated by the Commission of Judicial Selection that included Bemidji City Attorney Katie Nolting and Thief River Falls Public Defender Max Schaefer-LeCoursier. A new study from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health found that access to obstetric care across the country has declined and that those closures have hit rural communities the hardest. The Daily Yonder reports the data included the years 2018 to 2022, when national policies designed to preserve obstetrics units were already in place. The study looked at the status of obstetric services between 2010 and 2022 in nearly 5,000 short-term acute care hospitals in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Using an enhanced algorithm, the researchers determined whether hospitals stopped providing obstetric services over the 12-year period and whether those hospitals were in urban or rural areas. Seven states saw nearly a quarter of their hospitals close their obstetric units. The researchers found, by the end of 2022, two-thirds of rural hospitals in eight states were without obstetric services. Previous research found that in states that chose to expand Medicaid, there were delays in closing obstetrics units, but it did not stop the units from shutting down. A study in Obstetrics and Gynecology published this month found that residents in a maternity care desert are more likely to have a higher rate of maternal and pregnancy-related death. The study found that poor maternal health outcomes in the U.S. rose 89% since 2018 because of structural inequities in healthcare access, particularly in rural and underserved areas. A WCCO investigation found that since 2021, nearly 20 hospitals in the state have moved or closed labor and delivery services, including at Essentia Health in Fauston. The Superior National Forest plans to begin prescribed burns as early as this week. Pile burns will begin on the eastern side of the forest's Gunflint and Toft Ranger districts, pending required approvals. The western side will see prescribed burns when conditions improve. The work is likely to continue through December as weather conditions allow. Prescribed burns are used to reduce overgrown vegetation to help protect from wildfires. Weather conditions will be evaluated before burns begin, and county emergency management officials will be notified of prescribed burning activity. Broadband expansion projects underway in parts of Itasca and St. Louis counties are expected to be completed before the deep freeze. Member-owned cooperative Palbating Communications reported the various projects are on track as construction season in northern Minnesota nears its end, including those in Coleraine and Bovee. The company says that once the network is operational in an area, customers who signed up will be contacted to schedule service installations. See the status of all the projects and find out more info at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Have you ever thought to yourself, what if I just moved to the woods and disappeared for a while? Well, that's not always an option, but you could just put on Lord Huron and follow them into the pines. Today, I'm joined by Lord Huron frontman Ben Schneider to talk about the world Lord Huron has created, about capturing that running away into some magical faraway place, far from everyone and everything feeling, about the mystery of nature and art, and about how more than two decades after starting the band, their fan base, the number of people who want to follow them into the woods, has gotten bigger than they could have ever imagined. You'll also hear the band perform live versions of songs from their latest album, The Cosmic Selector, Volume 1, beginning with Nothing I Need. This is Lord Huron, live for the World Cafe.
Sleeping when I woke up, I was old. I said goodbye to my youth, and my blood ran cold. I got a feeling I just had to get away. Left it all behind on endless road. But I see her face everywhere I go. Sleeping when I woke up, she was there with her long black hair, her eyes cold still. She made me wish that I had never let her go. Threw away our love on the damn road. But I see her face everywhere I go. I got everything I want and I got nothing that I need.
lights everywhere.
Lord Huron performing Nothing I Need live for the World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras here with Lord Huron's Ben Schneider. Ben, it's great to have you back. Welcome back to the
World Cafe. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So happy to see you. The new album is called Cosmic Selector Volume 1.
Yep.
It's sort of the Cosmic Selector is sort of a mystical jukebox. We'll dig into that a bit more later. Yep. On the cover, it's glowing. It's out in the woods. But it has appeared in your work before in like videos up to like 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of as... I'm almost considered a character that's been kind of kicking around in our world for a while.
Yeah, was it always intended to be a teaser for another record?
I knew it was an idea I wanted to expand. I didn't know how extensive that would be. You know, not only one album, but potentially more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just really liked the idea of this jukebox that was kind of a way to mess with fate by selecting things on it. And I like thinking about it like a Twilight Zone episode. You know, you wouldn't be able to do that without some dark side. There'd be a Faustian bargain you'd have to enter into in order to use a jukebox that way. Yeah, I didn't know it was going to become a central character, but it has.
Why a jukebox? Like, what is it about that image that draws you in?
I think there's a nostalgia that kind of a jukebox naturally evokes. And, you know, just simply, it's a great way to have freedom to do a bunch of different styles of music. I don't know. I remember some of my earliest memories of hanging out at bars with my uncles and going up to the jukebox. I didn't know the songs, but I would see a title I liked or a piece of album art I liked and choose a song and see what you get. Yeah. Roll the dice.
You know, it's so different now with like touch tunes and stuff like that. And you just do it through your phone and it's a very different feeling.
I still love it though. Like I think my touch tunes account has like $40 in it or something. So whenever I go to a bar that has one, I can be ready to go.
You're jukebox bombing.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Juke bombing? Something like that. There's a word for it.
You skip the line, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get priority. 100%. Pay extra.
I love when it's like club jams and then a stretch of like 10 old country songs.
Yes.
And they're like, who's did this? And
also, you can, if you use the, sorry, this is not an ad for the app, but you can go on and it'll show you other bars in your area that have it and you can just play songs.
At other bars.
Anywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Just put a bunch of Limp Bizkit songs at the bar down the street. I am speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron today on World Cafe. And I really got a feel for how far back that Cosmic Selector appears by diving deep into the Lord Huron subreddit and the fandom wiki that you guys have. There are detectives watching every move, listening to every single detail. Do you ever go online and look at what they're saying?
I don't personally really, I'm not very online generally, but people kind of fill me in about it. And, you know, we talk to fans in person and they tell me about the stuff they've dug deep into. And I think it's great. I mean, obviously we're presenting those rabbit holes to be plundered if you want, you know?
Now, if a fan came up to you with like a theory of what this something means or how it's all working together, are you the kind of person who would tell them if they're right or wrong?
No.
No.
I think something we've always tried to do with our music is leave room for you to insert your own biography in between the words, you know? Not get too specific with details so that you can be a character in the songs too and interpret it the way you want. And I think to me, that's the other important part of the creation of a song is the interpretation.
Yeah. So you've kind of answered this, but I would love to go maybe a little deeper. Why do you think your music and your art and this world that you've created have drawn so many people in and makes them so compelled to go deeper and deeper in it?
I don't know. I mean, to some degree, it's a mystery to me still. Like, it's just like I'm surprised anew every day just that the success we've had, you know, in a great way.
Yeah.
It's like a really gratifying feeling. But I guess if I think about it, I'm not interested in answering questions, but I like posing questions. And I think that is appealing to people because it leaves a lot of room for them to make what they want of it. And I think that's why people kind of get wrapped up in it is they, like I was saying, they can kind of insert themselves into the storyline and it feels like a song's about them or written for them.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of ways it is, you know, I mean, I think everybody thinks a lot about the things that our music is about, you know, the big mysteries, love, consciousness, the cosmos, you know?
We're going to come back and talk more about that in a minute. But first, we're going to hear another song from the new album live. This is Digging Up the Past. It's Lord Huron on World Cafe.
Presence without form. The way is cold and lightless, but your memory keeps me warm. I guess I'll just keep walking toward the tombs that glow within, digging up the past and dreaming of what might have been. In the past, voices void of meaning, empty echoes in my mind. I guess I'll join the ghouls and have a life beside your grave, digging up the past and dreaming of the good old days.
On World Cafe, a live performance from Lord Huron that was Digging Up the Past. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Ben Schneider of Lord Huron today. The first line of that song is led into the forest by a presence without form. And I've often thought that your music does really feel like taking a journey into the woods. Mm-hmm. I think I said on air the other day, have you ever thought to yourself you'd like to disappear into the woods? Well, if that's not an option right now, you can listen to this song from Lord Huron. that imagery comes up a lot in your work. Mm. Why is that a place that you keep coming back to?
To me, it's one of the places, one of many, I think, but where you can sort of face those big ideas, those big mysteries kind of directly. You know, to me, nature is one of those big mysteries that's, you know, personified in this immense beauty. I don't know. That's always been a place where I've gone to reflect and to consider and to just feel like I'm part of the universe, you know? And I kind of like feeling small. I don't know. There's something comforting to me about feeling like you're just a grain of sand in this vast machine, that the cosmos.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, a lot of the songs that you write seem to be about you or your characters running away from something, running towards something. That thing is often kind of undefined. Mm-hmm. No one ever really seems to be staying still, and even like time doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's always kind of swirling. It's not even linear. Is songwriting a way for you to deal with the sort of mysterious and unknowable existence that we have?
Absolutely, yeah. I think like everybody, I mean, it's kind of a cliche, but I struggle, you know, living in the moment. Like I think most people do. It sounds like such a cliche, but when you really think about how much time your mind is either dwelling on things that happened or worrying about things that are going to happen, I don't know, it's shocking. So that's why there's that movement in a lot of the songs, I think, is because that's how my mind feels.
Right.
And I hope that by exploring it, I can maybe find a way to bring some peace and calm in that way.
Yeah. The next song we're going to hear play is Used to Know. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Another one that references the graveyard. again, just because, not because I think I'm particularly morbid or anything, but it's just one of those big, unknowable mysteries that's fascinating to think about in all its different, you know, forms. And obviously it's something that's touched us all in some way and will touch us in the big way in the end.
This is Used to Know. It's Lord Huron live for the World Cafe.
I saw you in the distance, so lovely and far away. I wondered where you came from. You waved your head, you called my name. And time was running backward towards something I can't believe. I started running.
to know.
A live performance of Used to Know by Lord Huron. Here's a question. Would you ever want to meet your hero? Ben Schneider answers that question and talks about one of the people he admires who he did meet and who ended up on the new album in a moment on World Cafe.
Happy Friday morning. Hope you're having a good one. And thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. We receive support from Clockau Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockaubrewing.com. Stay Human is going to the dogs this week. Cats, too. It's an hour of story and song celebrating the friend you can always count on. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 or Sunday at 5 p.m. And now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are, confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988-LIFELINE.com. And now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras, and Lord Huron is on the show today. Their latest album is called The Cosmic Selector Volume 1, and I'm talking to frontman Ben Schneider. Earlier, we spoke about how he uses nature to create a sense of mystery.
Another artist who liked to take people into the pines and was famous for mysterious dreamlike imagery, someone I know you're a big fan of, it's David Lynch,
mm-hmm.
Who, you know, died this past year.
Yeah.
What attracts you to his work?
Yeah, he's always been someone who I'm really drawn to, and not just his movies, but his music and just kind of the way he approaches life in general as sort of like a work of art in itself. I really appreciate how he never shied away from his own inner strangeness. And I think a lot of people do and are afraid to show that to people.
Mm.
And I think that's to the detriment of the world. I think there's special, strange stuff inside everybody that deserves to be shared. And I think it was really generous the way he was willing to share that with the world in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And he just made beautiful, beautiful things of all kinds. Just someone I aspire to be like in terms of his openness and creativity and outlook on life.
I feel like a lot of people have their like favorite David Lynch moment or quote. For me, it's I might not get it verbatim, but it's this is a great time to be alive if you're a fan of the theater of the absurd. Like, mm-hmm. And it's like, I put that was my desktop wallpaper on my computer to remind me to be like, it's fine. This is,
yeah.
This could be funny.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was I think it was when he was doing his daily weather reports. Maybe it was during COVID. And he just had sunglasses on and he said, I'm wearing sunglasses today because I've seen the future and it's very bright. Something like that. And
yeah.
I just remember finding a lot of comfort in that from him. I'm going to miss him a lot. Not that I knew him personally, but I'm just going to miss him, everything about him.
Was he ever on a list of like dream collaborators for you, or would you want to preserve the mystery of David Lynch?
Yes, absolutely. I'm one of the people who'd rather, I can't remember what this is from either, but I like this quote. I'd rather stand in awe of the thunder than see the guy rolling the cannonball.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And that's definitely how I feel about a lot of the artists I admire.
Yeah.
We did play a show, a benefit show for his foundation once, which put me, you know, within sort of an arm's reach of him, but I never actually met him.
Yeah.
And I do like that mystery will forever be there. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron today on World Cafe. Even though you're somebody who would rather admire the thunder than see the person rolling the cannonball, I saw you say that you did reach out to a lot of people for this album, people that you said you might have been nervous to reach out to before.
Yeah.
What changed? Why were you ready to do that?
Good question. You know, I think a lot of it was encouragement from other people, honestly. I don't think I would have thought to do it on my own, but honestly, mostly my wife. Because I would bring someone up who I was like, I want it to sound like this, or particularly with Kristen Stewart, who does a spoken word narration on one of the songs. I just kept hearing her voice. We had just been watching some movies she's in, some Olivia Assayas movies that my wife introduced me to. And I don't know. I love her voice. It's very monotone and like has this real attitude to it. And I kept hearing it in this song. And my wife was just like, why don't you just like try to get in touch?
And then what happened? I mean, she's obviously on the song, but how did it all come together?
You know, I think this would have been harder 10 years ago when we didn't have a profile or anything, you know, but as high of a profile, but like, you know, managers somehow found the way to get connected. And then she agreed to meet with me just to make sure I wasn't, you know, a Twilight creep or something.
Yeah.
and we hit it off, and she just happened to be a fan of the band already. And we like a lot of the same books and movies and stuff. And yeah, she came to the studio and they had a really fun day recording that.
I'm going to play a clip of Who Laughs Last with Kristen Stewart so people can hear what we've been talking about. This is Lord Huron on World Cafe.
Above me shone a terrifying number of stars, spelling out the cold indifference of the universe. I tried to stare at the road ahead. I saw a huge storm far off on the horizon, dark and crawling with lightning. Just looking at that churning mass, set in all that immense emptiness, made me feel something I'd never felt before. Something between awestruck and horrified. I kept my eyes on the long white lines.
That's a bit of Who Laughs Last. That's Lord Huron, and the person speaking is Kristen Stewart. That's on Lord Huron's latest album, Cosmic Selector, Volume 1. I'm speaking with Ben Schneider today on World Cafe. You played Madison Square Garden in New York City on this tour. Very exciting. And there's a real scaled-up stage production for this tour. Like, there's dancers, a payphone, there are sets, there are props, there's more stuff.
Yeah.
Before we hear you play one more song for us, could you talk about translating Lord Huron's music and world into that level of stage show?
Yeah. Well, like with everything we do, like we were talking about before, we like to have sort of more to it than just the music, more of a world that you can inhabit and that adds color and hopefully deepens the emotion somehow. And we've always kind of dreamed of doing something a bit more theatrical on this scale and just never had the resources, to be perfectly honest. And now, you know, playing these big rooms, we can finally afford to do it. So we just kind of went for it and tried to do everything we've ever dreamed of in a show. 10 years ago, if you told me I was going to have dancers in my show,
that was the part that surprised me too. I was like, they have dancers?
I wish there was another word for what they're actually doing.
Right.
It's more, it's not just, you know, flossing and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like backup dancers at the Grammys or something
like that. Really. Yeah. I mean, they're acting, really.
Yeah.
There's a whole story that unfolds, and it's kind of told through their physical interaction with each other, which is a really beautiful movement. Yeah. Our big fear was moving to these big, you know, in some cases arenas, was maintaining that connection with people in the audience. And something that's always been real key to our success, I think, in the live setting, is just, I feel like we're really good at making that connection happen. And I was worried about doing it on, you know, when there's ants up in the balcony. Mm-hmm. But I think we found ways to draw people in and make them feel like they're in it with us.
Yeah. We're going to close out with your performance of Bag of Bones. Tell us about this song.
Kind of had this idea about, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I'm just stumbling my way through life and things are just happening around me and on this enormous scale, and you just have to kind of like roll with it, you know? And sometimes you have to just let it all be like water off your back. I don't know. I just like this image of someone who kind of seemingly haphazardly stumbles their way through life while these monumental things are happening all around them.
if the song is like feeling like you're stumbling through life while enormous things are happening, it must be kind of a surreal thing to play at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's in the exact example of that kind of thing. And I don't know how the universe aligned to make this moment happen, but here I am, and I'm going to try not to think about why or what's next and just be here on the stage. And it was one of the few shows we've ever had where everybody walked off the stage and said, that was a good show. Usually there's one person who says, like, I missed this or that, but it was across the board.
Well, I think you did a great job on this performance we're about to hear. It's Bag of Bones from Lord Huron Live for the World Cafe.
This is how my tale begins. I was outside looking in again. Nothing like rain to wash you clean. So I slipped in the cold and left unseen. I've never seen a sky that pale at night. I should have known it wasn't right. Wandered out there on my own, just a rattling bag of bones.
Huron with Bag of Bones, live for the World Cafe. That's from their new album, Cosmic Selector, Volume 1. I've been talking to Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. It's been so great to have you. Thanks so much, Ben.
It's been great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Friday morning, and we really appreciate you listening to the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. Support for KAXE comes from The Sewing Room, hosting the Cultivating Community Summit, a two-day gathering of community members with events focused on equity, connection, and community resilience. Taking place at the Gitche Zibe Center for the Arts in Brainerd, September 22nd and 23rd. More info at sewingroom.com. Mount Itasca announces the biathlon trails near Coleraine are closed until September 22nd due to logging on the east side of the hill. We'd like to thank Sparkling Waters Restaurant in Bemidji, casual dining for family and friends in the lounge and multiple dining areas, open Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m. More at sparklingwatersbemidji.com. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be Ali Ofterheide out of the KAXE studios, bringing you great music until 4. And tonight from 7 to 10, your volunteer on the river host will be Alyssa Ellen. Now back to the World Cafe.
Before the break on World Cafe, it was a conversation with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron and a performance from the band. YouTube.com/World Cafe. That is where you can watch that entire session, the performance, the interview, everything. Go to youtube.com/worldcafe and subscribe. You can also find it at worldcafe.org. Here's Fleetwood Mac, Everywhere.
remember me, remember love, remember trying to stay together my time. You took it all, you tried to see, you tried to bring yourself up without involving me. It isn't fair to have you wait, to try to get up and go on na 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 get you see. It isn't fair to have you wait, but I'm trying to get your attention. I need you to know that.
World Cafe.
Oh, wow. all the times I tasted love. Never knew quite what I had. Little darling, if you hear me now, never needed you so bad. Spinning round inside my head. My heart in your hand. Sail away with me, honey, now, now, now. Sail away with me. What will be, will be. I wanna hold you now, now, now. I've been talking drunken gibberish, falling in and out of bars, trying to get some explanation here by the way some people are. How did it ever come so far? I wanna.
The other day, my sister messaged me and was like, I'm on a big Kathleen Edwards kick. She's so amazing. And I was like, duh. That was Kathleen Edwards, new music from her called Save Your Soul. Thank you again to Lord Huron for being on the show this hour. And thank you to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Also, thank you to our affiliates across the country who bring you this show, including WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org, and by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in our listening area today, slight chance of showers has passed, partly sunny with temps in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Our KAXE question of the week is, we are looking for your favorite TV shows as we head into fall. They can be new or old. Let us know what you're watching and give us your picks. You can text us at 218-326-1234. Let's take a look at some live music going on in the listening region tonight. Jay Bell and the Lazy Susan Band will be at the Terrace in Aiken. That starts at 7. Also at 7, G.B. Layton will be at the Minor Family Pavilion in Grand Rapids. And over in Coleraine, Lodestone will be at the Locker Room. That begins at 7:30. And the Virgil Caine Band will be at the Eagles in Grand Rapids starting at 8:30. Walker Ethnic Fest in downtown Walker is Saturday, September 13th, with food and art.